Don't do the flashy thingy. Remember that.
Why?
Grace, you listen for the timer. It'll be a little minute, but I won't hear it.
You won't hear
it? It buzzed. Well,
she's wearing her.
I already took it out.
Oh, you got your headphones on.
Oh, okay.
Ah. Yes.
Is it on? Can you see on the microwave? Is it counting down?
No.
I will go.
That's all right.
He's so cool.
Oh, he's good.
I know.
Great. Can I bring him home too?
26 minutes right now.
Oh, whoops. We
got plenty of time.
All right. So, here we are. It's hotter than Hades in my office. I am sweating. Is anybody else hot?
Is that what that smells like?
Or is it just me?
Just you.
Okay, y'all aren't hot?
No.
Okay, God, do you want that on or off?
I'm fabulously good looking, but I'm not hot.
No.
I'm hot. It's hot in here.
It's the heat coming off Tim.
Yeah, that's right.
It's that surfboard shirt. That's what it is.
Aloha.
You need a veil, Tim.
A veil.
Like Moses had to wear the veil.
I've forgotten. Moses had to wear a veil?
Yes, after
you
seeing...
You didn't know that?
After being up in the mountain and being able to look at God, he came back down and he shone so much.
Oh.
He had to wear
they told him to wear the veil.
Well, the people all creeped out looking at him.
Rolling out the breeze.
So that'd be about right. Right. Got something on the radio with Brad and Jason. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
If we were keeping score, Gracie would be two. Tim would be two. Because you got it in the car while you're. So now they're even.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today on Two Blind Squirrels. There are six blind squirrels in the room right now. Gracie.
Hey.
Larry.
Hello.
Tim.
And DG.
Hello.
Try again.
Hello.
Yeah, that's better.
Did I say it wrong?
My beautiful wife.
Hello.
And me.
Yay.
I think it's one of those awkward silences.
All right, so we're here, and everybody made it, and we're still waiting on Ruth Ann and Kim. No word from them yet, so we'll keep you posted on that. And what else?
We went shopping today.
You know where we went today? We went to the Circle E Western Store.
Is that where it was?
That was high class.
Where they sell manly footwear.
That's boots.
That's
for
boots to y'all.
That's manly. Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it in the UK, manly footwear. And we got Dan all dressed up like a cowboy.
Oh, we did.
Just
and
a
we
shirt.
Have pictures to prove
no,
it.
We, no,
we
got
the
hat.
They put the hat on me as well.
Yes. We had the hat. We had the chaps, the boots, the jeans, the shirt. We actually had him with that bullwhip for a while.
It's like an urban cowboy kind of thing.
Yeah. Stirrups.
I never took off my digital watch.
No.
That stayed on my wrist
the whole time. That's right.
Beeped on the hour and everything.
She walked up to me and she said, and she held up this paisley shirt, and it was like a blue paisley shirt. And she said, "What about this?" And it was, we're in the kids section. Okay,
I'm little.
It's youth. The youth section.
Youth section. And he is a youth.
Excuse me, did you say utes?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Yes, and he is a ute. And so we were there, but because the small man wouldn't fit him, it was too big. So we went to the large ute. And we got that. And so she we're looking over there, and this nice lady, she was so good.
She was very nice.
Sweet.
She was a girl, not a lady.
Okay, she was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she acted like a lady.
She was
like
very
young
nice
lady.
And helpful.
She's a mature girl.
I will say this, though. Anything she suggested I look good on me, I'd have bought right on the spot. So.
There
so
you go.
She picked out this shirt for Dan, and it was blue, and it was paisley. And I looked at it and I said, "It's a little feminine. He doesn't need any help in that area. He needs more masculine."
Can you believe
oh!
He said
that? Oh my goodness!
Can you believe
Score
he said
that? Did you let
him
Brad. Say that to you?
I didn't have a choice.
I have to work with you much more, Dan.
You
would have
beat me.
But it worked because my goal in that was to get her to take up for you, and she did. She was like, "Ooh."
She liked
that was harsh,
you.
So then she was very nice to you after that. Yeah. She was very mean to me, which was fine.
She liked you.
But how many things did the girls keep throwing over the door into your dressing room? Oh, here, try man. This.
You were like a doll. You were like a Ken doll.
It was
nice. No. That's because I need the help. I would have just gone in there, taken the first shirt that fit, and then walked
See,
right
but
out.
See, he loved it.
It would have been a girl's shirt.
But that's how guys shop. Because we go to the store, we go, I need a shirt. There's a shirt. It fits. I'm out. Girls
exactly.
go to the, I got to get a shirt. Oh, sorry, blouse. And they go into store number one, on 30 blouses, go to the next store, do it again. And they do this for hours.
That's because
and
you
days.
Give us trouble about money. So we have to make sure we have a good excuse for what we bought.
Then they go back and buy the first
I
shirt they tried on.
Men give trouble to their wives all the time.
Well, Karen,
it has to be a
sure.
good deal. Now,
it has to be a good deal so you can get away
Tim,
with it.
Tim, he walked out looking very dapper, if I do say so myself, and I do because I picked it out.
Yeah, all he had to hear was, oh, these jeans make you look really slim. Sold.
Sold. He was Sold. In. He said, we need to boot Sold. Cut flat front jeans.
Yeah, no, I've lost so much weight this year that everything I wear now looks like a potato sack on
my
me.
Wife?
So I said, I'm here, they've got jeans, they got nice shirts, I'll get one outfit for myself.
He has this thing about showing his butt off, though, I don't know.
Yeah, he asked if his butt looked too big.
He kept asking,
does
my butt
does this make
look
my butt look big?
This is a family show.
Well, then we won't talk about the shirt that Tim
Let's
was.
Keep
no,
Tim's
weren't.
Butt off the show.
Please.
No, there was a shirt that said everything looks bigger in Texas, and we wanted to buy it for Dan so bad, but he didn't want to buy it, so we
no.
didn't. We didn't.
Not after the $40 I bought on the...
Yeah, he spent
You do realize that is the most expensive article of clothing I have ever purchased in my entire life.
You
and
have,
that,
you,
and that
you
is
you're
amazing.
About
your parents.
What, 18 years old.
Yes, but how much did you pay for all that candy you bought at Walmart?
Not even $10.
And normally you would have paid like $40 for that. So it came in, you broke even.
See? There you go. You got a shirt that'll last forever.
Yeah.
You'll be so dapper.
Yeah, I'm okay. If you're dressed
dapper
in cowboy
Dan.
Clothes, you're really not dapper.
No.
Okay.
Dapper
you're
Dan.
Handsome.
Dapper Dan.
Handsome.
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 Thank you.
So we're all going to dress up tonight, mildly speaking. And we're going to not wear
Business
shorts and
casual.
Flip-flops. And we're going to go to a nice restaurant. It's going to be cool.
Wait,
so
what's a flip-flop?
It's a jandal.
A jandal.
I'm adopting jandals.
Oh,
jandal,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I have to leave my
That's
jandal.
What they call them in New Zealand. They call them jandals. And they were invented in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And so I don't like the word flip-flop because that's the sound it makes when you walk. Mm. So I'm going to adopt jandal. I like jandal.
You're the only Texan that will call it a jandal.
I will.
Oh, I'll start it and then we'll just, it'll grow.
It'll grow?
Oh, sure.
It will.
That's the way it is in Texas. If we see something that works, yeah, we'll just take it.
And jandal works.
And make it ours. Pretty soon everybody will think we
But it. But it won't be jandal. In about a year, it won't be jandal anymore. It'll be jandal.
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 So jandal.
We'll have to Texanize it a little bit.
They will
Texanize it a little bit.
Syllable.
And they'll make them out of alligator skin. And
yeah. Snake skin.
Armadillo
look at
skin.
Look at my jandals.
With jandals wear.
Got my jandals. All right, so that's it. And then there was this other guy. Where was that? No, what was that? When was that?
What?
Oh, never mind. That was this morning. I was eating lunch with Jerry.
Breakfast?
And
yeah,
breakfast.
Breakfast.
What did I say?
You said lunch.
Well. So I was eating breakfast with Jerry, and this guy walks in, and Jerry says, hey, how you doing? The guy goes, hey, how you doing, Jerry? And the guy had on a what we call a wife beater, which is a shirt with no sleeves in it.
A wife beater?
No, a wife beater is a white undershirt.
Wait. I want to hear this.
A wife beater is a shirt with
no
sleeves.
No sleeves.
A wife beater is a crumb.
Is it? Well... Yes,
he is. But
yes,
we're talking
is.
About an article of clothing.
You actually have an article of clothing called a wife beater. Is that a Texas thing?
No.
It's a t-shirt. It's an undershirt.
It's
with
an
no
undershirt
sleeves.
With no sleeves.
I have never heard it called that. That's crazy.
Well, anyway, this was a t-shirt with the sleeves ripped out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he'd gone even further to rip another hole here to show off his tattoo. Where he had a
One else can see where
he had a brand.
it's like driving.
It's on my man
just
breast.
Just above the left pocket, breast pocket.
That's right. He had a tattoo right above his man nipple, and it was there.
Oh, my goodness.
Man,
there's our
What's
PG
that about?
Rating.
What was that?
There goes our PG rating.
Please continue the...
Man? What is it? I can't say man nipple?
No, apparently not. Beth's over there on the floor.
Gosh,
you
can't take it.
Kids, is that inappropriate?
I'm fine.
You
Dan's okay
those
with
two
it.
Words don't go together.
I'm sorry.
What? I have nipples. You
yeah,
want to see?
But wait a minute. But think about this. It's a ridiculous idea. I mean, do you go into a house, build a house in a kitchen, put in a faucet, no plumbing? Why do we? I mean, come on. They're not. They're
I don't
not
know,
in
take
the right
it up
place.
With the Lord.
He made them.
Gracie is sitting in stunned silence.
She can't. She's thinking.
She's still thinking. Man, nipple.
Yeah.
That's gotta be wrong.
I've heard of man boobs, but not man nipple. That's kind of, again.
Hey, I lost weight, okay?
Larry has no man
boobs, but
something's
wrong
if
you gotta
nipples.
Start sharing your clothing with your husbands, you know.
Dan has no man boobs, but he's got man nipples.
Okay, do we have to keep saying it over and over?
Thank you.
What?
I found an uncomfortable spot, and I have to poke it. All right, so anyway, what my point was is he had a tattoo there, okay? Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you'd be more aggressive.
Sorry.
Oh, okay, that's good. So,
I'm too gentle.
So he'd ripped his shirt.
To show his tattoo.
Well, I don't know, because it was brand new. You could tell the tattoo was brand new. So I don't know if he was doing it because it was irritating him there. But
so he's ripped
whatever,
the shirt?
Whatever the decision-making process for ripping the shirt, he then drove out and went to a restaurant.
What was the tattoo?
I didn't look long, but it was an eagle. It was an eagle with a flag.
Why would you look long at a man nipple anyway?
I don't look long at man nipples.
Well, that's...
I don't know if you would. That's up to you.
No, because I wouldn't put those two words together, so...
I look just like that.
Oh,
that's a tattoo.
Great.
Wait a minute. Tim has a tattoo.
Somebody get a picture of the tattoo there.
Is that a military tattoo there?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's my story.
Yeah,
that's my story.
You're sticking to it.
You're not shaking me off that one.
Oh, well, since we're showing off tattoos, I'll show off mine.
Brad, put your pants back on.
Hey.
There's mine.
Oh
that's
Casper.
Nice.
Ooh.
It looks like Casper.
This was my mistake. Here's my mistake. Do not draw on yourself, people. It will not come off.
Oh, no. I agree with that completely. Even though I have this one. If I could do it all over again, I wouldn't have it.
There you go.
Don't. Dude, tattoos.
Yeah,
don't.
But Big John has a tattoo machine in his house, which is where Dan will be staying the rest of the week. So we're interested to see what kind of tattoos Dan comes out with.
Your prayers too.
They're gonna draw on you in your sleep.
Don't send the prayers here. We can't do anything about them. Send them straight to heaven.
Yeah. God@email.
So what else did we buy? We bought Gracie bought a nice cowboy.
I got it
Brighton.
Earlier though. Yeah, it was nice.
Cowboy Brighton.
We're
gonna
have
purse.
Her husband listen to this podcast.
That's fine. Well, he'll see it by then, and Larry's already promised to kind of soften the blow a little bit.
I don't
Mark,
remember you saying.
Do you know what your wife did?
It was a nice purse. I've got
a purse fetish
to some point. You've got a shoe fetish
to
I
some point.
To a strong point.
Yes.
But this was a nice purse, and I never saw a purse like that anywhere else.
It looks very Texan.
I can handle a little Texan in my life.
Yeah,
that's about as far as I'll go.
That's cute.
But now you'll have something to remember us by. Exactly. You'll think of Texas.
If we're going to talk about the purse, what we got to really mention is the state of Sulphur Springs Outlet Mall.
The state?
The state of Sulphur Springs Outlet Mall.
Did you eat at the griddle?
It's just
the food court?
There's a food court?
It wasn't big enough
to have five stores. There's a food court?
Yeah, there was a griddle there.
No, but we got Larry, a picture of Larry on top of the Garfield machine.
Yeah.
The Garfield ride.
The Garfield ride. The little put a quarter in the kiddies ride.
Did you put a quarter in?
The little strip part that you
want. Did you put a quarter in?
No, we didn't. We didn't take
not?
A picture.
Because
I'm cheap.
I would have given
my
a quarter.
That's really cheap.
That is cheap.
I am cheap.
Oh, quota. I wish I had known that. I would have. I would have handled that for you. I could have taken it. For a video camera?
You'd have put in a what?
A quota.
Is that even
a
money?
A quarter, okay?
Oh.
I'm saying quarter.
A quota.
Isn't it someone who gives up something?
Yeah, it's a quit. He doesn't prosper. A quota never prospers.
You need to hush.
Well, this outlet mall used to be the Coke. With no Dr. Pepper. Right?
No.
No? What?
Lee Plant.
I knew I'd get
there. I made Lee jeans there.
His mom used to work there when he was a teeny tiny little baby.
Aww. I was six, but okay.
He was a teeny tiny little baby.
You were really a teeny tiny little baby.
At one point I was, yes.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh, it's true.
Be
I
nice.
Was cute.
he's your intern.
I'm here for you, Brad.
Is he your pit?
No, he's not my pit. I go wait in the car.
Your pit.
Yeah, he said pit, and it actually meant pet. And we didn't understand what he meant. Because he said, everybody in New Zealand, he said, this family, they all have a pit. I'm like, what? Like, we all imagined they had a pit in the backyard. That they
throw the bad people in there.
Or something, yeah. We didn't know. Maybe it was, like, covered with brush on top and, like, one of those, what are those, tiger
pitfall.
Traps?
No, yeah. The old
pitfall.
This is not Vietnam.
But
it's not Vietnam.
Well, I didn't know where he was. Anyway, they didn't have pits. They had pets. And they was talking about a chihuahua.
Yeah.
But it's not a dog.
Which is not a dog.
And all at once we all went, oh, pet!
When you guys start driving on the correct side of the road, then you can come and harass me about
the way
I talk.
We already drive on the right side of the road.
Oh. Oh.
You're meant to drive on the left.
You don't even ride a bicycle.
Exactly.
How would you know
what
side of the road?
Well, wait a minute. The list of things you will and do and don't do is just odd.
We'll make another
What won't you? Okay.
But he'll bungee jump. Did you mention that?
No, let's see. That's where I was headed, but he said make it another episode.
He won't swim. Oh, a different episode.
No, let's keep going now.
No, we've already started.
That can of worms is open.
I'm sorry.
I watched the video. He did learn how to swim.
Oh, you did?
He did learn how to swim, but he won't swim.
Now, did you say, did you hear why?
Why?
Would you care to repeat why from the video?
Because you were gaselessly... What did you say? Exactly what you said.
Gaseous?
Gaseous.
The little video he was watching. Are you sure it was me?
He were white.
Yes.
What you said.
I said I was so white I could flag down small aircraft
yes.
with the pasty whiteness of my
pasty,
skin.
Pasty.
That's
oh my goodness.
If you went outside a little more, you wouldn't be so pasty.
If you were swimming a little more, you wouldn't be so pasty.
No.
You know, they
happen.
Do have sunless tanner you can put on.
Spray paint.
This is fake.
We'll spray paint.
That's fake.
Oh,
spray
really?
Paint.
That
this
looks
is
very.
Tan.
That looks very
this
realistic.
Is sunless tanning cream.
All right, so.
See, you can put that on there.
So no swimming.
Fake.
No swimming.
No swimming.
I hadn't been swimming. So before that video was made, I hadn't been swimming for, let's say 6 years. Ever.
So
at all. All
right. So maybe it's a water thing. I don't know.
I don't go
it could
6 days
without
swimming.
But all right. So other outdoor activities, something else that's popular. How about a bike?
Bicycle.
Nope. Bicycle.
Nope. Never,
bicycle.
Never learned
bicycle.
How to ride a bike.
Ride a
that never happened.
That's just sad.
That
but I understand that Faith has offered to help you with this.
I
will
help.
We have
Helen's little Barbie bike.
She's a Barbie bicycle with training wheels.
With training wheels.
Sure.
No.
You have a horn on the bike?
I'm afraid you
yes,
might be a little too
small.
Oh,
a little bell? A little bell. Oh, that's so sweet.
And
you can post it on YouTube, Dan.
Yeah. A basket on the front.
Great.
Does it have the plastic flowers on it?
I'll put Mr. Pineapple on it. It'll be great.
All of our little fridgy things, you know, that hang off the handlebars, you know, the little streamers, they all got whipped off when we took it in the truck one time. But we'll get you some new ones.
That would be very nice.
Listen to her. Look at
I'm sure Helen will be
thrilled. You little boy!
Okay, so no swimming,
no
biking.
No biking.
What?
He doesn't walk outside much.
You're not outside much. I didn't hear that.
When was the first time you went fishing?
Yes, the other day.
There you go.
So you don't normally go fishing. We're running out of things you can do in the outdoors.
Do you ever jump on a trampoline?
We have a trampoline.
Do you
jump on the trampoline?
Yeah.
Not really.
That wasn't the question. There we go. Oh, man.
How about hiking?
No.
Walking?
That's outside. Right?
I walk places. When I'm going somewhere, like if I have to go to work or something, I'll walk to work.
From the car to the door, from the door to the car.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't drive.
I don't drive.
So
you don't drive?
I can't drive.
But you don't.
No.
Why?
Well, I don't have time to learn. Because I work inside.
But you can. But you can drive?
I'm legally allowed to learn how to drive.
I don't think
you
should legally be allowed to yet. You can't even do the bike yet.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Yeah.
You should
be
ride a bike. You should work your way up.
Yeah, we have to work your way up,
There's levels.
No.
There's levels.
No. If you prove you can't kill anyone and yourself on a bicycle, then you get a car.
I haven't killed anybody on a bicycle.
It's because you've never been on one.
It doesn't matter. I haven't killed anybody on a bicycle.
So
but he's still so cute.
It doesn't leave much.
No.
How about parasailing?
I don't know what
that
is.
What about bungee jumping?
I would do that if somebody else paid for it.
He won't get
it
on a
bicycle. It was invented in New Zealand. Did you know that? Bungee jumping was invented in New Zealand.
It has to be someplace like New Zealand because who else would jump off of a perfectly good place wearing nothing but a rubber band around their ankles?
Lots of rubber bands.
Lots of rubber bands.
Lots of rubber bands. Have you seen them make one of those bungee cords?
Yeah,
it takes a long time.
I think we should take him
time.
Bungee jumping then.
Okay, sure.
If you pay for it, I would do it. I would just fall off.
I think we could all chip in.
We could find a tree. I mean, there's not much around here to jump off of. It's pretty flat here.
An overpass.
Yeah. You can jump off the overpass.
You see him hanging over the road.
Boing, semi.
You guys all laughed a little too hard. I'm a little worried.
Well, you're still going to John's house, so reserve the worry.
Reserve the worry. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. Tomorrow is the big day.
Yes.
Are we excited?
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of meat.
Gracie has cooked us something special.
No, I didn't cook it. I had to prepare it.
I'm sorry. She prepared
it. There was nothing to cook.
Something special. Faye's a little freaked out. She's humming to herself.
I'm here to keep Faye from blowing
job.
Up.
That's right.
But we did move it out to the park so that, you know.
Well, yeah, but why? We came here and it
but
turns
you know,
out
here's,
his backyard isn't as big as my basement.
Yeah. I told you our backyard was not
yes,
big.
But he's
but we
prone
didn't
to exaggeration. And
this time he was not exaggerating.
No, he was not.
But how do we ever know
exactly.
You're exaggerating?
I
That's
will
the
tell
problem.
You.
Okay,
we needed you on that thread.
It's very simple. Faith figured it out a long time ago. Okay? You can always tell when I'm exaggerating if my lips are moving.
That's
okay.
Why
but
we should know, but my backyard's so small. Yeah, it's fine.
No, but you were right. It's very small.
Wow. It's very small, and the lady next door is very old. And that's all you need to know.
So we're going down to the park?
Yes.
And we're going to have it at the park?
Well, the park by my house, yes. Down
yeah.
here on the,
right.
on the corner.
Right where the lake is.
Our neighborhood.
Where
so,
and still yet to catch a fish.
We should make him just stand there and fish until he
all
gets
day.
One.
All day. That's all,
yeah. all
That's
day.
All
you
get
can't
to do.
Eat until he gets a fish.
You
can
eat
job
the fish.
Your job is to keep me calm and fish.
And fish.
So he's really your intern, too.
He is.
He's
my intern.
Well, what's mine is yours, babe.
I know.
Okay. Is there anything you haven't got to do in Texas that you wanted to do that you didn't get to do? Anybody? Dan? Gracie?
I gotta think about it. I'm sure there's something.
Nobody's shot anything yet. I don't want to shoot anything.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I haven't touched a gun yet.
You wanna shoot a gun?
You were playing with a gun in the store this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, I had to show him how to use it. Here, turn it on.
Brad, come on.
It was
a toy gun.
Yes.
What?
Oh. What? Nope. Oh.
We can go out to a field where there's no chance of anything being killed. Then I'll shoot a gun.
No, we'll go to my backyard.
Your backyard? Are you nuts? I'm from Jersey. It just goes, and whoever's in the way gets it. So.
I'm not giving you bullets to
we'll just play
get
catch.
That part down.
You play catch with the bullet? I need to bring him back with me.
Yeah, it just turns out there's too few days and too many restaurants I want to go eat at. There's still Taco Cabana, Whataburger, Chick-fil-A.
No, we're going to
the other place.
After that.
Oh,
so
no.
Whataburger's
but you're not eating
place.
At Whataburger.
Get a burger after we go for dinner?
Yeah.
For dessert, we'll have a burger.
Because after all, my diet that I've been sticking to for like months and months and months really doesn't mean anything after all.
It's shot.
You know what? You can always walk with me tomorrow. I did it this morning, 3 miles.
3 hours?
3 hours.
3 hours. No,
three
I didn't
miles.
Do 3 hours. Sure felt like 3 hours.
1 hour,
that's
though,
a,
right?
That's a slow mile if it took you 3 hours.
That's my kind
three
of
and a half
mile.
Miles. I can. Hey, I think you should. I think you both should go walking.
Me.
There you go.
That's not, what time?
What time?
Yeah.
When
what
you
time
get
do
up?
You have to be
here? I'm going
to
get up and mow the yard. That's how I'm going
to
walk.
He said we had to be here at
9
o'clock.
9. 9:30.
Oh, dark 30.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
Which means I'll be up at 7 working out. You're welcome to come and work out with me and do kickboxing.
No, I explained this to you, Faith. I am not a target dummy. I'm not a dummy, actually.
Oh, well, that's debatable.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's another show.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. Gracie wants to get into it with me with Bon Jovi. So tune in for that. All right. Thank you very much.
Bring in the SmackDown.
SmackDown? That's a song by Bon Jovi?
No.
I haven't heard that one. How's it go?
What you're going to do? I don't know. I hope Bon Jovi.
Ooh, he's on my side.
You know what? And I brought you Dr. Pepper, too.
I said thank you.
You said...
You don't have a chance with Brad.
All right, ready, everybody?
Bios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.